In 1968, Tavshin Chav Ches, Shabbos Parshas Balak fell out on Shiva Asubah Tammuz on the 17th of Tammuz, and obviously the fast day was then pushed off to Sunday. On that Shabbos, the Rebbe held a Farbrengen and spoke a lot about Mashiach. It's obviously the beginning of the 3 weeks, and the fact that we pushed off the fast day that year, given the itchi, it's an expression in the Gemara, once we pushed it off, it should be pushed fully, and we should come into Mashiach. And then in the unedited version of the Sicha, which is in Torah Menachem Chelik Yud Gimel, Nun Gimel, Ois Yud Ches, page 272, the Rebbe says that because Shabbos is connected with Mashiach, as mentioned earlier, so therefore we are going to learn a Pasuk of Rashi that's connected to Mashiach. And let's go on the Pasuk that Bilam tells Balak, just before he leaves, I'm going now to my nation. Let me give you advice. What's going to happen to this nation in the end of days? And he starts off, and then in Pasuk Yud Zayin, he says, I see him, but not now. I could estimate him, I could vision him, but he's not close. Dorach Keichav Miyakov, a star will shine out of Yaakov, become Shevet Mi Yisrael, and a stick will arise from Israel, Machatz Pasi Mayav, and smash Maya Vekarka Kobne Shes, and destroy all the children of Shes, Shes, which is the ancestor of pretty much all of humanity, because Adam, his only child that had living descendants, was Shes, and Noach came from Shes, so Karka Kobne Shes, all the people that caused problems. And then the Rebbe goes into the Sicha, but it's just interesting that the introduction was that it's a Mashiach Dika Sicha. Now what's interesting is once you go into the Sicha, according to Rashi, these psukim aren't as mashiachdik as according to the Rambam. We all know that the Rambam finishes off the Yad HaChazakah, which we're getting closer to the Siyum HaRambam now, and the Rambam bases the laws of Mashiach very much on Nevuas Bilam, on the prophecy of Bilam. And he explains each word connected one to David, one to Mashiach, one to David, one to Mashiach. But Rashi starts off, and the first many words are only about David, and then towards the end, it goes towards Mashiach. Now, the Rambam seems to make sense, because the Pasuk is repeating itself a lot. Arenu v'layata, I see him not now, Ashirenu v'laykarv. So they seem to be talking to two different things, otherwise why repeat? But for some reason Rashi doesn't choose to go 1-1-1-1, but rather, mostly he stays with David, and only after he moves on and says v'yer, that etc., all the final blessings which continue in the next pasuk as well, v'yisrael le'sachayil, etc., v'yer mi'yakev, v'hevit sarad me'ir, that is going to be later. Now, fundamentally, what's the argument? So this is quite a lengthy, in-depth sikh of the Rebbe, as this is simply an insight. One of the points that the Rebbe brings out is that they see the word koichav, star, differently. In other words, the sicha boils down to, how do you see a star? Now Rashi, again, repeating over and over and over the principle that the Rebbe said in pretty much almost every single sicha we've learned in Project Kut HaSichas and many others, Rashi comes to say pshat. So according to pshat, according to simple reading of the text, koichav, what does it refer to? A koichav doesn't necessarily have intelligence, according to Pshutei Shel Mikra, according to the simple reading of the text. So therefore, you cannot say that it's referring to a king. So therefore, Rashi says it refers to a mazel, because people's mazel runs from the stars. And what is the mazel? Become shevet, a stick will arise. And what's a shevet is a stick. And that refers to David, because why would you say that refers to Mashiach? I mean, why go something that's going to happen so long in advance? But also the Pasuk says, Machatz Pasei Mayav, who destroyed Mayav? David HaMelech. And therefore, when it comes to the word Vekarkar Kob Neshes, Rashi doesn't use the expression that was total destruction. He says, hole in the wall, drilling, etc. Why? Because Rashi is referring to David HaMelech, who didn't do an absolute destruction. But the Rambam, and interesting, now the Rebbe refers to the beginning of Rambam. So we just spoke about the fact that the points of Mashiach are brought at the end of Rambam. And now we talk about the beginning of Rambam, where Rambam talks about Kolak Echavim, this Nisodia Torah Halachic, Perak Gimel Halachic Test. All the stars and Galgalim, galaxies, all have incredible intelligence. Kulon Balei Nefesh V'deo V'haskil V'seichel. They have incredible wisdom. Once you go on that principle, then Darach Kechav, Miyakev, can refer to a human being, can refer to a kind of intelligence. Again, Pshutei Shel Mikra, the simple reading of text, stars are just things in the sky. According to the Rambam that sees them as intelligent beings, so then Kechav can refer to a king. Now it starts saying, come Kechav Miyakev, and then it says, come Shevet Miyisrael. Now, according to Rashi, come Shevet Miyisrael was just explaining the Kechav because that was a mazel, and now he's saying it's the kind. What kind of mazel is a stick? But if both of them are referring to a king, what's the difference? And that's where the Rambam comes and sits and saying one refers to David HaMelech and one refers to Melech HaMashiach. And he continues like that until the end. However, Rashi, as long as possible, stays to David HaMelech. But at some stage, Rashi has to move over and say that refers to Mashiach. In the words, V'yerd miYakov. Why? Till now we were talking about Yisrael, that somebody comes from Yisrael. Suddenly, V'yerd miYakov, why using a different name? Someone will come and rule from Yaakov. And from here, Rashi says, this must be talking about Mashiach. So the V'yerd, the point is, miYakov, that teaches us that it refers to Mashiach. Okay, so what do we have over here? Ultimately, we have the Rambam that sees a star as intelligent, and therefore he could base, from the beginning of the psukim, he can read into it Mashiach, and Rashi will stay with Pshutei Shel Mikra, he'll stay simple reading of the text, and he stays with David HaMelech until he has no choice, and gets to Mashiach. Just interesting that Mashiach, we learn so much from Nevuas Bilam. In the unedited version of the Sikha, the Rebbe says that it's brought in Achreinim regarding Nevuas Bilam, that it's so powerful that this is one of the great proofs that Torah is min Hashemayim, because how else would the Eibishter know, how else would Hashem know what Balak and Bilam are talking? So Nevuas Bilam turns to an incredibly potent part of Torah. It proves that Mashiach, it proves Torah min Hashemayim, etc. So I think that the take-home message ultimately is that as we come closer to Shiva Sabbatamos and as we come into Parshas Balak, to see in it, like the Rebbe saw, Mashiach. And Kivin de Itchi, Itchi. And the Rebbe finished off there in the unedited version and he says, and according to what we said earlier, that according to Rashi, only from the words V'yerd miYakov does it start with Mashiach. I said earlier from Yisrael Yischel, no, from V'yerd miYakov starts with Mashiach. And all the psukim before that, including the psukim V'Yisrael Yischel, that Yisrael are doing success, is before Mashiach. So we should go, Yelcho Michael Yischel, V'Yisrael Yischel should happen even before Mashiach. Even before Mashiach, we should have incredible, incredible success in everything thing that we do until we lead to Mashiach. In other words, according to the Rambam, that's in the times of Mashiach. But according to Rashi, that everything up till after those words, Yisrael Yisrael is in Galus. In Galus, Yisrael Yisrael, we should have incredible atzlocha in everything we do. Amen.